कृपामूर्ति नारायण। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई दंडोत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इतलाय श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव, इतलाय श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव, टू एंटायर रूपानंद गौरी गुरुवर्ग, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to Sri Radha Damodarjeev, and to Sri and to Sri Satyavrat Muni, who has recited this wonderful Damodar Astakam. So on the order of the Vaishnavas, try speaking a few words on the 8th verse, the last verse, which is the essence of the entire Astakam. So for my own purification, quickly recite these verses. नमामीश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुले ब्राजमानं यशोदा बियोलुकलद्धावमानं परामिष्टमत्यं ततो दुत्यगोप्य रुदन्तं मुहुर्नेत्र युग्मं मृजन्तं कराम्बोजयुग्मेन सातङ्कनेत्रम् उशासकम्प त्रिरेकाङ्ककण्ठ स्थितग्रैव दामोदरं भक्तिबद्धम् इति दृक् सलिलाभिरानन्दकुण्डे स्वघोषं निमाजन्तम् आख्यापयन्तम् तदीयेषिताग्नेषु भक्तैर्जितत्वं पुनः प्रेमतस्तं शतावृत्ति वन्दे वरं देव मोक्षं न मोक्षवदिम्ब न चन्यं विनेहं वरेशारपिह इदं ते वपुर्नात गोपालबालं सदा मे मनस्याविरास्तं किमन्यै इदं ते मुखं भोजम् अव्यक्तनीलैर्वृतं कुन्तलैस्निग्धरक्तैश्च गोप्य मुहुश्चुम्बितं बिम्ब रक्तधरं मे मनस्याविरास्तम् अलं लक्ष लभै नमो दैव दामोदरनन्त विष्णु प्रसिद्ध प्रबोधकजलाब्धिमग्नं कृपादृष्टिवृष्यति दीनं बतानु गृहनेश मामज्ञमेदाक्षिदृश्य कुबेरात्मजौ बद्धमूर्तैव यद्वा त्वयामोचितौ भक्तिभाजौ कृतौ च ता प्रेम भक्तिं सकं मे प्रयच्छ नमो क्षेग्रहो मेऽस्ति दामोदरेह नमस्तेऽस्तु धाम्ने स्फुरदीप्तिधाम्ने तदीयोदरायत विश्वस्य धाम्ने नमो राधिकायै त्वदीय प्रियायै तदीलाय देवाय तुभ्यम्। सो दिस इज दि लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस दामोदराष्टकम्। सो वी सो लाइक प्रीवियसली वेल सत्यव्रत ऋषि इज प्रेइंग दैट द सन्स ऑफ कुबेर बी डिलीवर्ड, दे वर डिलीवर्ड बाय कृष्णा। नो एक्चुअली दैट मेनी डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ मर्सी, देयर इज साधन अभिनिवेशज कृपा, देर इज एंड देन देर इज कृष्ण प्रसादज कृपा एंड कृष्ण भक्त प्रसादज कृपा। प्रसाद ज ज मीन्स टू गिव बर्थ, नो लाइक लाइक वी से नो तनुज नंद तनुज और लाइक आत्मज ज आत्मा ज मीन्स लाइक बर्थ। सो हियर वी सी दैट व्हाट इज द ओरिजिन ऑफ मर्सी। सो व्हेन like generally it is seen there is sadhan abhinivesha, normally one achieves Krishna's mercy by doing sadhan, no, beginning from shraddha, paramarthiki shraddha, and then nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, bhav, prem, this is the process. But we see that in Nalakuver and Manigreve's case, there was Krishna bhakta prasadaja and also Krishna prasadaja, they were both. No, Krishna bhakta prasadaja is like actually ultimately it was the mercy of Sri Narad Rishi. By Narad Rishi's mercy, they became liberated and they went to Golok Vrindavan as Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta. But also, Krishna also, no, he also gave his mercy. Krishna Prasada Jahau, he told them that Sanjayato, where he told them, no, Sanjayato Mahimam Paramo Bhava, told them that, oh, may this Sanjato, may this Paramo Bhava, Sanjato Mahi Bhava, Paramo Bhava, may this Param Bhav, this Prem arise in your heart. So he gave his mercy this way. Also Krishna, he gives his mercy in this Antaratma Prasadaja. Antaratma Prasadaja means, as a super soul, he gives mercy. This was seen in the case of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, he was a Brahmavadi first. But by the mercy of Krishna, was present as a super soul in his heart. Of course, he's a parrot of Srimati Radhika, but still in his human-like pastimes, Krishna, within his heart, inspired him. Like, to change his ways. And also there is Krishna Darshana Prasadaja. Means Krishna by his darshan, he gives prem to everyone. So in this way, Nalukuver Manigrave, they had Krishna's mercy and the mercy of Krishna's Bhakta Naradrishi. But the speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything was combined in him. No, we see that by his own mercy, he gave prema to everyone. He told Jaga and Mada, may you have prema bhakti. He even told all the offenders, all the students of Navadvip who offended, he gave them prema bhakti by his mere words. May you have prema bhakti. Like he told even Devananda Pandit, Gopal Chapal, Gopal Chakravarti, all of them, whoever had committed offenses, he gave them prema also. Mahaprabhu. And also by his darshan, he gave prema to everyone. No, there's that verse, no, Eman Dayala Prabhu, Nahi Tribhuvane, Krishna Prem Darshan Hoy, Dur Darshane. That no one is as merciful as him in the three worlds, because just by seeing him from a distance, Krishna Prem arises in one's heart. And Mahaprabhu gave his darshan not just to human beings, even to animals, birds, trees, everyone. So he gave everyone this mercy and everyone got Prem. And as the Antaratma, he also gave Prem to so many. Like just as Dhruva and Prahlad, they received this Antaratma Darshan. Similarly, we see like Jiva Goswami, it is said, he is like the most prominent example of Mahaprabhu inspiring him from within. So this way, even in the form of his devotees, like the six Goswamis, he delivered the entire world. And to this day, this is happening, this deliverance. So therefore, all forms of mercy are completely embodied in Mahaprabhu. So this way, Satar Rishi, he is glorifying how merciful Krishna is. That he gave Prem to the two sons of Kuver. And also, in this last verse, he's praying. No, like, there he's saying that, oh, namaste stu dhamne. This rope that is binding you is not some mere string. It's not some ordinary piece of rope. Actually, this rope is Brahma Padarth. It is like full of concentrated effulgence, Brahman effulgence. Namaste stu dhamne. Svurat Deepti Dhamne. Deepti Dham means full of so much deepti, means effulgence. Actually, this rope is the embodiment of your mother's love for you. Vatsalya Bhav. And this rope has bound you. So here he's praying. And then Tadiya Udarayata Vishrasya Dhamne. This rope has bound your stomach. And your stomach is the resting place of the entire world, entire creation. Vishrasya Dhamne. All the moving and non-moving living entities, Jada, Chetan, everything is within your stomach. And Krishna showed this also, no? Once Mother Yashoda was feeding him milk, he was yawning, and then Mother Yashoda saw all the different universes in his mouth when he was yawning. He saw everything there. Mother Yashoda saw everything. And then in Brahmandagat also, he was eating clay. And when his friends complained, Mother Yashoda forcibly made him open the mouth. Again, she saw all the universes in his mouth. But still, was she affected by that Vishwarup Darshan? Arjuna, he fell to his knees and he asked for forgiveness for any offenses he may have committed to Krishna. But Mother Yashoda, what did she do? Immediately she called all the Brahmins, they recited Swasti Vachan and they recited many Raksha Kavach mantras, and then she bathed him with cow urine, and then she said, oh, now this my son is freed from this ghost. So this is how her prem was. So here we see, in this way, when Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna, she's actually bound the entire world. Because the entire world is resting within him. No. It is said that lotus from which Brahma was born, that lotus, it emanated from the middle of Krishna's stomach, which is his navel. So the 14 planetary systems came from him also. So therefore, when she, namaste sudhamne, vishasya dhamne, means she has bound the entire world. No. So here, actually, there is Madhurya and Aishwarya. Because without Aishwarya, Krishna's Naralila will only seem to be like an ordinary boy's. No. We must always remember that wherever there is Madhurya of sweetness, there is also Aishwarya. But that Aishwarya is covered by Madhurya. And sometimes it appears and then disappears again. Like that example is given. No, Gurudev gives that example that if you're boiling milk, if there is a piece of straw at the bottom of the milk, as you boil the milk, that piece of straw will appear on the top and then again it will disappear to the bottom. And again it will like go inside. Similarly, whatever Aishwarya is seen in Braj, it momentarily appears and then again it becomes covered by Madhurya. So here, Mother Yashoda's prems, there's so much Madhurya here, but at the same time, Aishwarya is also being shown. That Krishna's, the entire creation has been bound by Mother Yashoda's prem. So again, here, Satavrata Rishi, when he's remembering this, that, oh, that ordinary piece of string was actually Mother Yashoda's Vatsalya Prem for you. And Sfurat Deepti Dhamne, and then she has, and then Vishwasya Dhamne, Tadiya Rudarayata Vishwasya Dhamne, she's bound your entire stomach by that Prem. So here again, he's getting so much hope that, oh, when will you be bound by my Prem as well? But then he knows that actually Krishna has Vishay Jatiya Prem. Means Krishna also can give Prem, but he can only give Prem that he himself has, which is Vishay Jatiya. Means he can never relish that Prem which his devotees have. He can have some Prem, but not what his devotees have. His devotees have this Ashraya Jatiya Prem. That Prem that by which they can make Krishna so happy, only the devotees possess that, not Krishna himself. No. Therefore, the Aracharyas have said that you must follow in the footsteps of one of the devotees. No, like Rupa Goswami has said, no. Krishna smaram janam chasya preshtam nija samahitam tattat kata ratas chaso kuryam vasam raje sada. No. Krishna smaram janam chasya. That remember one of those devotees who you long to follow in his footsteps. No, kurya. And then here, preshtam nija samahitam. He's so near and dear to Krishna. Remember one of the associates whose moods you aspire for. Tattat katha ratas chaso kuryam vasam raje sada. And while remembering all that devotee services, means how the devotee serves Krishna, reside in Braj forever. Why? Because in Braj, automatically there is so much rasa uddipak and leela uddipak. Means that rasa for which you're trying, either in Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya, there is so much stimulus for that rasa here in Braj. Like here in Vrindavan, Vrindavan is a place of Panchayati Ras. All the rasas are present here. Also Madhuri Ras. Govardhan also Madhuri Ras. Radha Kund, Sham Kund also. We go to Bandirvan on Matvan, there is Sakya Ras there. In Gokul, Vatsalya Ras. So there's so much rasa uddipana here. And then there's also Leela uddipana. Means automatically when you're thinking about the rasas of all these different associates of Krishna, you're thinking about their corresponding pastimes as well. So the best form of sadhana is to just stay in Vrindavan under the guidance of a Rasik Tattogya Vaishnav and try to follow in his footsteps and try to aspire to achieve that mood by which one hopes to serve Krishna. So therefore Satyavrat Muni is remembering this. No, like Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tadbhava Lipsuna Karaya Vraja Lokanu Sharatha. Means in his sadhak form he should follow in the footsteps of that devotee. In his siddha form also he should follow. In the sadhak and siddha form. The sadhak form follow six Goswamis and in their siddha forms follow them in their manjari sarup. Of course, one is not ultimately qualified to follow them in that sarup. But if one has greed, despite having so many anarthas, then that greed itself is a qualification. Like one devotee was asking Gurudev, saying, oh, when can I achieve that manjari bhav? I have so many anarthas, this, that, you're always speaking about that in Harikatha. When can I have that? How I have so many anarthas? Then Gurudev said, it means you don't have greed, he said. If you really had greed, you would never think about all these things. You would only keep thinking, how will I get that mood? How will I get that mood? So it means you don't have greed, he said. So here, also the devotee, same devotee asked Gurudev, when will you tell me what my spiritual form is? How I serve Radha and Krishna? Gurudev said, I will only tell you that when that's the only thing you want, he said. Not anything else in this world. When that's the only thing you want, only then I will give, he said. So here, Satyavrat Muni is praying, that how can I follow in the footsteps? Therefore, he is praying to Srimati Radhika. Because he's saying, Namo Radhikaye Tadiya Priyaye. Means what is the meaning of the Radha? Radha means she who worships Krishna, no, in the best possible way. And also, here he's praying that, oh, Namo Radhikaye Tadiya Priyaye. All the devotees are very dear to Radhika because of the love they have for you. So how dear you must be to Srimati Radhika, he's saying. If the devotees are so dear to her because they have so much love for you, then how much dear you must be to her, they're saying, no. And even the name Radhika in its conventional sense means, without considering the meaning of the word, it means she who is the eternal beloved of Krishna, Nitya Prayasi. So he's saying, I'm only praying to your eternal beloved, no, Nitya Prayasi. And then he's saying, no, oh, Namo Radhikai Todhya Priyai can mean, I'm praying to she who is your beloved. Or I'm praying to Srimati Radhika, of whom you are her beloved. It can mean that you are Srimati Radhika is the greatest of all the gopis and who is your most beloved, like lover, no? But also it can mean that you are her most beloved, not that she is your most beloved. So this is what the devotees want to listen, no? They want to listen that Krishna is Srimati Radhika's most beloved, not that Srimati Radhika is Krishna's beloved. Therefore, he's praying here, no? Namo Radhikaya Tvadiya Priyai. Like we see also, no? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned who Srimati Radhika is. No. Krishna Vancha Purti Rupa Kore Aradhan Athaiva Radhika Nam Purane Vyakhyan. Who is she? Krishna Vancha Purti Rupa. She is the form that fulfills all of Krishna's desires. Kore Aradhan. In this way, by fulfilling all of Krishna's desires, she worships him. Therefore, all the Puranas, Athaiva Radhika Korena Vyakhyan Purane. All the Puranas, they glorify her as Srimati Radhika. And who are Radha and Krishna? Who are they? Radha, Krishna, Ekatma, Dui Rup Dhari, Vivida, Vilas Rasa, Aswadana Kari. So Radha, Krishna, Ekatma, Dui Rup Dhari. Radha and Krishna, they're one soul, but they've assumed two forms, Dui Rup Dhari. And Vivida, Vilas Rasa, Aswadana Kari. And they're relishing, enjoying all these different forms of pastimes. No, that. Then this way Satarudmani knows all this. No, who is like our Guru Arga, like they've glorified Srimati Radhika so much. Like Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has prayed, no. Isya kadapi vasananchala kelanotta danyati danya pavanena kritartamanim yogindra durgama madhusudanopi tasya namastu vrishabhanu buvodishepi. That I'm just praying to that direction from which the wind which has moved Srimati Radhika's garment is coming. No. By praying to that direction, by even when the wind coming from that direction touches Krishna, immediately becomes unconscious. No, immediately he becomes. No. Like he's prayed again. No. Venum karanipatitam skalitam shikhandam brashtam chapita vasanam rajaraja sunu. Where he's prayed. That, oh, yasya kataksha saraghata vimurchitasya tam radhika paricharami kadarasena. He has prayed. Venum karan nipatitam skalitam shikhandam. Just by seeing Srimati Radhika, Krishna's venu, his flute is fallen from his heart, from his hands. Skalitam shikhandam. His peacock feather is like falling to the ground. Vashtam chapita vasanam rajaraja sunu. His pitambar is also falling to the ground. No. And then yasya kataksha saraghata vimurchitasya. That sidelong glance of Srimati Radhika is making him fall unconscious to the ground. Therefore, tam radhika paricharami kadarasena. In this way, when Krishna is falling to the ground, Madhu Mangal is saying, what are you doing? In front of your parents, you are falling to the ground like this. What will your mother Yashoda think? What will Nanda Baba think? And immediately he brings Krishna back to his senses and he takes him to the forest. No, so here Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is praying that tam radhika paricharami kadarasena. When can I serve Srimati Radhika with so much love and affection? No, who is Srimati Radhika? Her glories are mentioned in all of Srimad Bhagavatam. No, many, even now there are so many who say that her name is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but actually every syllable of the Bhagavatam is a glorification of Srimati Radhika. No, and like there's this one verse which specifically speaks of her. No, this Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagwan Aririshara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anayat Raha. Rado, the gopis are saying that this gopi must have especially worshipped Srimati Radhika. Chandravali is speaking these words. No, Chandravali Devi. So here you see Radhika's glories are mentioned everywhere. So therefore, Satyavrat Muni is realizing that without Srimati Radhika's grace, without her mercy, how will I ever be able to achieve Krishna's mercy? No. Gurudev also mentions that actually when Krishna was bound to the grinding mortar, Srimati Radhika was also present there. And when Krishna was bound, he was looking with unblinking eyes towards Srimati Radhika. And Radhika was also looking towards him. She was a small girl then. So therefore he realized that without Srimati Radhika's mercy, how will I ever be able to please Krishna, serve him? Therefore he's praying to her. No. Therefore our Goswamis everywhere they've prayed. No, like what, this is one of Gurudev's favorite verses. No, he always mentions that in his Mangalacharan. This Bhajami Radham Maravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madurasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato mamanyasti gatirna kapi. No, where he is reciting this verse of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Bhajami radham maravinda netram. He's saying, oh, I meditate on Srimati Radhika's lotus-like eyes. Smarami radham madura smitasyam. I remember Srimati Radhika, who has this very beautiful smile. on her face. No. And Vadami Radham Karunabharadham. I speak of her whose heart is always melting with this Karuna, compassion. Tato Mamanyasti Gatirna Kapi. Except for her, I have no other gati, no other refuge, destination. So this way, he's showing us, Satyavrata Rishi, he's telling us that this is the only way you can please Krishna, by following in the footsteps of Srimati Radhika. No, especially we're reciting this prayer, why? Especially in the month of Kartik. Kartik is actually Srimati Radhika's month. She's Kartikeshwari, no? So by saying this line especially, we're especially beseeching Srimati Radhika for her mercy. We're praying for her. And then he says, Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. So here Deva means, there it's mentioned in the book, Dev means playful divinity. He's like the most playful personality. So who can he play with possibly? Therefore, Namo Ananta Leelaya. Here he's actually playing with Srimati Radhika. Here, Ananta Leela means I offer prayers to Krishna who performs unlimited pastimes. But actually here, Ananta Leelaya means Ras Leela. Here, Satyavrata Muni, like, he's ending on a sweet note. Madurena Samapayet. He's finishing on a very sweet note. So here he's saying that, oh, I cannot pray directly to Ras Leela, because he's seeing that there may be some who may not be qualified enough. They may mistake Ras Leela to be some ordinary loving affairs. No, like Sukadeva Goswami himself cautioned us in the Bhagavatam that just as Lord Shiva drank poison, nothing happened to him, but we must not follow in the footsteps of Lord Shiva. Similarly, if we try imitating the Ras Leela, we'll actually go to hell. No. So here he's saying, Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. I'm praying to that Ananta Leela, Ras Leela, because Ras Leela, it consists of all the other pastimes. Everything is there. Every other Leela we could imagine of Radha and Krishna is present within Ras Leela. And then also, it's mentioned in the purport there, the Leela means what? Li means embraces, and La means to accept. So here, when this Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam is saying, it means I'm offering prayer to that pastime where Krishna is accepting the embraces of the gopis. There Sanatana Goswami mentions in his purport there. So in this way he's praying that, oh, when will this all these Ananta Leelas manifest in my heart? And Tubhyam means unto you. Therefore I'm offering my prayers unto you. So this way, Satyavrata Rishi, he's showing all the sadhaks. Therefore, in the Mahamantra, first we chant Srimati Radhika's name and then Krishna's name. No, she always, Srimati Radhika's, the only relationship we hope to aspire for is with Srimati Radhika and not even with Krishna. Therefore, Satyavrata Muni, he's showing us in this prayer that without Srimati Radhika's mercy, nothing can be had. And ultimately, this whole prayer, the essence of this whole prayer is only found in that one line. Namo Radhikai Tadiya Priyai. Gurudev used to say that we sing this Ashtakam because of just this one line, he said. Namo Radhikai Tadiya Priyai, he said. This is all we hope for, nothing else. To follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radhika and hope to be her maidservant. He said, regardless of however many anarthas you have, try for this, he'd say. Some devotees would say that I speculate, that how can we just speculate that we'll be maidservants of Srimati Radhika, this, that. One devotee was even saying that, oh, I'm sometimes speculating that I'm the maidservant of Srimati Radhika. This Gurudev said, actually, you should not think beyond your adhikar. But he said, still, that speculation is also good speculation, he said. He said, if you're thinking like that also, even if you have that greed, it's good, he said. So therefore, we're getting so much hope in our lives that one day we can also aspire to achieve that position. So hopefully, this should be our prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna, that we can serve them as their maids, so in some life or the other. Mancha kalpata rupeshya kripa sindhu vecha vittanam bhavani bhyo vishnu bhyo namo namaha.
Om agyan timrandasya gyanandana shlakaya chakshuvan vilitam vena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripasindru vevacha patitanam pavanivyo vaishna vivyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gora Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So first of all, I affirmize his tongue and the word pranams. Under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnupad, Shishmad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami, Srila Guru Maharaj, Tvaru Panuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So now, this, we're in the last verse of Sri Damodara Ashtakam. One thing is, without mercy of our Guru Varga, Srila Gurudev, and the Vaishnavas, then really, these prayers, how we can understand, and not just understanding, really, like even the desire to pray them, how could come? Because it's so easy to just repeat for whole month, actually for many months, many Kartiks, we've been singing this, but like me, I'm looking, like how much really am I praying these verses? And so this is the mercy of Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas that they spend time, not just once, but again and again, to try to make us appreciate the meaning of these verses. And so we have these discussions like now, and we're hearing very elaborate explanations, all from our Guru Varga. So just like briefly, like in essence, in the last verse, now this is like the conclusion. Satyavrat Muni, now finally his full realization, he's ended with this verse. And what is that? He's saying, Namaste stu dhamne spura dipti dhamne. So namaste, everybody knows what it means, namaste. Namaste, where it's like obeisances unto you. Namaste. Namaste astu. Astu meaning let it be. Let my obeisance be unto you. Namaste stu damne. When words are ending with ne, usually this, if it's a noun, that means it's the receiver of the action. So that means my obeisances unto the dam. Dam here, not the dam, not the H, but dam meaning the rope. Dam. Like damodar. So damne. So unto the rope. And he's saying, Namaste to Damne, Spurat Dipti Damne. Spurat meaning, also many meanings with Spurat. Spurat meaning beautiful or shining, splendors. Okay, so this beautiful, this splendorous Spurat Dipti Damne. But now this Damne now is meaning the abode. To this abode of, or we say dipti. Dipti means effulgent. So this effulgent abode, which is very beautiful, very splendorous, brilliant, like this. And so what does that mean? This is describing the dam, the rope, the abode of beautiful, or the beautiful, like shining abode. So then we know that already by mercy of our Guru Varga that this rope, that's meaning very powerful, is binding Krishna. This is the rope of Prem. And so, one, it can be talking about when referring to the pastime of Madhurya Soda binding, then that can refer to Madhurya Rasa. But we know by hidden hint of our Guru Varga. Satyavrat Muni, his realization has escalated. He's more than that. And so, especially for us, we describe this Madhurya Rasa as like this Ujjwala Rasa. And especially in Madhurya Rasa, this Ujjwala Rasa, meaning this, especially Parakiya Bhav. So, anyhow, that can refer to that. That is the highest rope. That's the highest thing that can bind Krishna. This Unato Ujjwala Rasa. And this Mahaprabhu giving also. So anyhow, this thing, he is first, he is offering obeisances. Then second, he said, Namaste Sudamne, Spuradipti Damne, Twadiyo darayatha visvasya dhamne. So twadiyo darayatha, that can we can break it down. Twadi is it becomes twadiya udar yatha. Yatha means it's like when you enumerate something and then you say yatha. This is like saying then, further. So first he is glorifying or offering obeisances to the rope. He said, then I offer obeisances to Twadiya Udar, to your belly. So then he's describing the belly, Twadiya Udarayata, Viswasya Dhamne. This abode of the Viswas, like when you talk about the Viswas, that means the universe. Like all the living and unliving. This belly is the abode of everything. So that means in a way he's saying that someone who can bind this belly can bind everything else because this belly is the shelter of everything. So then he said, Twadiya darayata viswasya dhamne. Then he said, Namo radhikaya twadiya priyaya. And now already very nicely explained. And one thing, after telling about this kind of prem and this like controlling this belly, the abode of everything, then he's offering obeisances to Radhika. And we know why. Because who has the highest control or has this rope? Srimati Radharani, Krishna Swarup Shakti. And she is the embodiment of highest like love. Mahabhav Swarupini. Also, as explained in the commentary of Sanatana Goswami, the use of Radhika, referring to like the root word of Radhika is really aradhana, worship. Now he's in a way he's showing by example, I'm worshiping Krishna. But really, how I can worship him? I can only worship him if I can worship the highest worshiper of him, or someone who, if I worship, then the worship will be very pleased. Because that person is really the abode of the highest like worship. So that is Radhika. So we know, like now, this is an example. Our process is Sankirtan. And as our Guru Varga explained, when you talk about Sankirtan, that means Samyak Kirtan. Samyak means complete. Kirtan means glorification. When you talk about, like in the first look of Shikshastakam, say, Param Vijayati Shri Krishna Sankirtan. So he said, oh, complete victory or victory to Sankirtan, Krishna Sankirtan. So what is meaning of the Sankirtan? We only learn by our Guru Varga's mercy. They're explaining that when you say complete kirtan, complete glorification, that only happens when Srimati Radharani is glorified. If Radharani is not glorified, it's not complete. Krishna will not be satisfied. And this week, Gurudev would always give the example. When we pray, hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, you can glorify Krishna as Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of mercy. Krishna will not be satisfied with that. He will not even look at you. Because already he has so many manifestations who are Karuna Sindhu. But directly himself, that's not direct glorification of him. Hey, Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, the friend of the fallen. Okay, in this material world, we're all fallen. He has so many avatars. They're the friend of the fallen, the devotees. So Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate, the father or the master of the universe. That's Mahavishnu. So Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopisha, but Gurudev said, but once you start say Gopisha, Gopisha meaning the Isha of the Gopa, the cowherd community, their Lord. So then Krishna would begin to think, oh, that's nobody else, that's me. And he said, Gopisha, then Gopi Kakanta. And so then when he hears that, he will actually look at you. Gurudev said that. When he hears that Gopi Kakanta, the darling of the gopis, then that's how you really catch his attention. He will look at you. And you say, Radha Kanta, the beloved of Radha, then he will run towards you and say, what do you want? Like this. But then the devotee will say, Namostute, I only want to offer myself to you. So now in the same mood, this is actually what now is Satyavat Muni is praying. First, he was actually praying, "Oh, I want to see you in my mind, in Spurti. Then I want to see you directly." But like later on, he's now beginning to experience this, actually this prema. And now he's praying that, "Let me just have this prema." And finally, and he's giving the example, like how you give this prema to this sons of Kuber. And now, finally, he's ending like, "Oh, let me just glorify you," and especially glorifying Srimati Radharani. That her prema, like this. She's the abode of that prema. I want to, this is now the best way to pray to you. I don't need to ask anything else. I just want to glorify you. And this is the highest mood of kirtan. In the highest mood of bhakti is only like completely free from self-centeredness. And so he's glorifying Radhika. So he said, "Namo Radhikaya," and telling, "Tatvadiya priyaya," the most dear to you. So, "Namo Radhikaya Tvadiya priyaya, Namo Ananta Lilaya Deva Tuvyam." So he said, "Then I'm offering obeisances to the unlimited Lila, unlimited pastimes." And of course, our Guru Varga explained, Sanatana Goswami especially, Param Gurudev, he actually wrote an article about this. And he's pointing out that Sanatana Goswami, he understands the deep moods of Satyavrat Muni. And that's what he was expressing in his commentaries. And so he said that actually here, he's telling this Ananta Lila, really, he's pointing out, he's offering obeisances to the highest Lila, and that is Rasa Lila. And Param Gurudev, like very nicely, as explained by Maharaji, he's nicely pointing out that in Sanskrit, this Lila, actually, Li means to embrace, and La means to accept. So he said, when he says this, "Namo Ananta Lilaya," he's actually obeisances to this Rasa Lila, and all these Lilas work when Krishna accepts the embrace of the gopis. So this mood, now he's appreciating this, not just like Lila of in Vatsalya Ras, but of course the highest like Lila, Rasa Lila, especially the Lila between Radha and Krishna. So, "Namanta Lilaya Devaya Tuvyam." So, "Unto you, Deva." He's calling again Krishna as Deva. And really, that's what the meaning of Deva, the enjoyer of Rasa Lila. So, the playful, like divinity. So, here we can understand when you talk about Damodar, he is the enjoyer of Rasa Lila. He's not just that Damodar that's bound by Madhur Yashoda. He's that Damodar, enjoyer of Rasa Lila, bound by the prema of the gopis, the prema of the Ujjwala Rasa, of those in Madhurya Rasa. And that, the enjoyer of Rasa Lila, that is being worshipped in this Damodar Astakam. Vansha Kalpataru Yashra Kipasin Veva Chapati Tanam Pamani Vaishnavu Unamana.
Ananda-shyagananyana-salākaya Chakshurun-mṛtaṁ jena tasmai śrī gurave namaha Vanchākalpa-durvasya-kripa-sindhu-bhai-vacha Patitānaṁ pāvanebhyo Vaiṣṇavebhyo namo namaha Nau-mhā-vadanyāya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne Gaurutisi namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattar Gunat Sri Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Variyasi Prama Bhakti Pradevi Radhiketa Namanam Radhe Binda Banadhisi Karunam Ritabahini Kripaya Nijapadabja Dasyam Manyam Pradiyatam Bande Nanda Pradistrinam Padarnum Aviksnasa Jasangari Kathodgitam Unati Bhuvanatrayam Jayasthi Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Ananta Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai Sarva Vishwavrata Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai Radha Damodar Jiv ki jai Damodar Vrata ki jai Jai Urja Vrata Kartik Vrata Niyam Seva ki jai Jai Vrata Parankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Vrajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Vrajasari Madhishari Pranasari Shimata Dharani ki jai Vrajadevigan ki jai Gaur Pramanandi Now is all are hearing this Damodar Vrata, Kartik Vrata time, this Damodarashtakam, so morning, evening in praying. Last verse says all ascension, all conclusion, all substance, summary, everything is giving and telling. He is saying, Satyavata Muni, the Damodarashtakam, I am praying seven verses. There, first verses to start, Yashoda Mata has desire, I am binding Krishna, tying Krishna, and keeping my near. But she try, after long time, many things happen, after she too much tried, not possible by tying in Krishna. Two fingers is short. All time. She is thinking, her desire, Vatsala Rasa, with his hand, tying him. But after she is evening time, morning to evening, tired, then she is praying, Lord Narayan, Sri Hari is near, Saranagata. Then also, not possible. But she cannot praying, Krishna Shakti is near and not to shelter, Shakti is near. She try to follow own desire, own Shakti, own power, own capacity, own austerity, own all conception of this, she try to time. Then Krishna say not possible and not too easy. Therefore all time two fingers is short. Satyavata Muni say, why short? Why? Mother is not too small. Mother Vatsalya Prem, lot of very powerful, but she can do. Then he is now telling, Namaste Astu Dhamne. Also next telling, Spuradipti Dhamne. First telling, Namaste Astu Dhamne. I am offering pranam this rope, loveful rope. Many rope, not possible tying after 1 rupee tying. Before 1,000 million color joint, but not possible. After Samatu Sinnagatra Kripasi Sabandhani. Mother is tired, mother sweating, too much suffering, praying Lord Narayan. Oh, everybody teaching me. My son, I cannot time. Not possible for me. The time, Krishna heart is melting. So Krishna's heart is Srimati Radharani's room and pray. Radharani is without desire, not possible anything happen. So Satyavrata Muni, first offering pranam, many, many, namaste astu damne, many rows. He is offering pranam, 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 this one, this one, this one, many, many is he joined, not one, two. Many, many offering pranam, this is not is good. First you one, which is appointed, then telling Suradipti Dhamni, only one. One room, which one? Before, Jashtamata here tying for one rope. She is opening and she is there to tying short. But telling, after she jointing, also useless. After one rope with this, she is tying, not too many. So this one, where from come? Everybody bringing and giving, one by one. Just the mother tell, hey, bring in your rope. You, your cow's rope. Here too, there too. All are bringing, bringing, bringing. But everything short, 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 short. But last time, she is disturbed. Then Radharani is giving one rope. Other gopis near. You giving this one? This one giving, then is Krishna already tying. Before, no. Before, 1 day, 1 year, 1 billion crore years, not Krishna will be bounded with anything. Radharani thinking, oh, Jashtamata very tired. And Krishna also thinking about this. Then one rope, she is giving and going, Jashtamata throwing all, this one very bigger, tying this side to this side to. Also, why telling these things? Naradisi, before he is praying, Krishna is near, and sending Kubera's two sons. Krishna again and again, many times, he tried. It touching, embracing, sometimes sitting, sometimes shaking these trees with his feet, playing all time. But they cannot get liberation. Today, Krishna bounded within this rope. This rope is Swarup Shakti, yes, Srimati Radharani's Swarup. This one, with his this one is now, the two trees inside to gone and pulling, other pushing. Now, this Krishna looking back. Oh, why you are stalking? Why not giving room? All are going and playing. But the trees are now fallen down. So, this verse is telling, Namastastu Dhamne, Spuradipti Dhamne, Tadiyo Udarayato Vishasya Dhamne. Three times telling Dhamne, Dhamne, Dhamne. One is first Dham, Rof. After next one, or third time telling, Tadiyo Udurayata Vishasya Dhamne. All world is telling, not only your belly, your stomach, your belly, not too little, over world. So this rope is telling all over world. So many things of telling. Sadhaka for. Sadhaka try to do sadhana, but they don't know who are going, who is near to shelter, who is helping, who is my well-wisher, all time thinking about me and take care of me. But they don't understand. They're going here, there, many, 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 not appointed. Today here, next day there, today here, they'll pray respect. After no, another one near, after other. Therefore, before he is praying, Namo Anantalilaya, Ayo Anantalilaya, Navadeva Dhamo, Dharan Ananta Vishnu, you, many, many things. But now, understanding, oh, I am appointed here and there, running, nothing. Then he is requesting, Namaste Sudamne, Spuradipti Damne. Oh, one rope. Who giving this one? Where from come this one? And last one, Todhya Udurayata Vishyasya Damne, that one, Jasudamata's own, he had to, bread to, taking this rope and that one to fast is tied to tying. But big Udar Krishna's, Damodar, big Udar, big belly, his name is Damodar, not little Damodar, Dam Udar, his belly is foresight to, this rope is going and tying. So, now saying, Todhya Udurayata Vishyasya Damne, then he is saying, oh, I am now realizing, Namo Radhika hoi, Todhya Priya hoi. Oh, now I am understanding, only Srimati has power, she is controller, she is tying in you, she is keeping you own near. Therefore, I am praying, crying, weeping, no, I am understand. Therefore, now I am realizing, Namo Radhikaya Todhya Priyavai, Namo Ananta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam. You have Ananta unlimited Lila Shakti, has many, many program, not one, two program. This Brahmanda, something happened, another Brahmanda, everywhere your Lila running. Hey, this world is this Jamalarjuna Bhajan, but eternal Brajamandala has no Jamalarjuna Bhajan, but many Jamalarjuna, 2 inch, many, many growing, and many they are waiting, they are Krishna Lilas for all time supporter and helpful, therefore they like this birth. One Sevak has many 100,000 uniform, sometimes he going cuckoo, yeah, peacock, yeah, monkey, yeah, any other animals form which is going Krishna Seva for all time, they helping and doing. So all are not as equal. So this, he's now telling, oh, many Swarup, many friends, Krishna, many followers, many helper, many servants, but now understanding only Srimati Radharika, Radharani, intimate servant and Sevika, and she, without her desire, nothing happened. Not want to do anything, anybody. Anybody's power is little, very small, not too much. Therefore, telling Namo Radhikaya, Todhya Priyaya, Namo Ananta Lilaya, Ananta Lila, but Devaya Tubhyam. Which Lila I am following? Ananta Lila? Namo Ananta Lilaya. Lil meanings, Lil Dhatu, telling Bilin. Tadatma, involved, many involved, engaged, not enough, complete lil, villain, complete loy, prapto, meaning equal like. So only Krishna has many lila, but Krishna, where is present continue? Then telling Divaya Tubhyam, all demigods and everybody is requesting the praying and doing bandana, this lila for. This lila is ras lila. Raso it is, everybody is showering, everybody floating in there, and everybody drinking and swimming. That lila, only Vrindavan has present, is raso lila. No gocharam lila, no other lila. Krishna is many lila, also Brajamandal, but Radhika hoi, Todhya Priya hoi. And all Namananta Lila, many Krishna doing many Lila in Brajamandal, but all Lila to founder Devaya Tubhyam, or Devis present. Devaya Tubhyam meanings not is demigods. Devaya Tubhyam meanings here is all Brajagopis. They are Devi, Devva, Pujyo, Aradhyo, worshipable and respected and revered and higher superior authority, only Devi is there. Therefore, Devi, single noun, Devaya, Many plural noun, many, many. But I am Krishna's this. All Lila Shaktis with this, all Devis offering pranam. Manjaris, Gopis offering pranam. There is serving in Krishna. So this, anybody's desire serving for Krishna, then they are coming, Srimati Radharani and her group near. Then it's possible. Everything is very sweet and easy. So this Damodara Lila, this Lakshmi Devi staying in her chest, gold line, only front, not everywhere. And everywhere now, Damodar, Udar, this belly, as rope, this is lapful rope. This only Srimati Radharani and Manjari's Gopis. Then Satyavrata Muni last is telling, very easy. Not too much hard, fast to thinking, Dasya, Sukha, Vasalya, they helping. There is possible controlling Krishna, and I am going Krishna's near, meeting within Krishna, serving in Krishna. Not permanent. This is only temporary. Krishna is all time is within this Radharani and all our Gopis Manjaris. There is prominent and important, therefore Satyavrata Muni requesting now. Now, tomorrow is Prabhudini Devuttan Ekadashi. 4 months after, Hari Sayan gone 4 months before, now Hari is waking. Then tomorrow hearing, next Harikatha. Gaur Pramanande.
Jaya Jaya Harinam Chidananda Amrita Dham
Jaya Jaya Harinam Chidananda Amrita Dham
Paratattva Yakhalayaka Nijajane kripa kari nama rupe avatari Jive daya kari le apa Jaya Hari Krishna Naam Jaga Jana Suvishram
Jaga Jana Suvishram
Sarva Jana Manasaranjana Muni Vrinda Nirantara Jaina Mera Samadara
Muni Vrinda
Jaina Mera Samadara Kari Gai Bhoriya Bada Krishna Namakara Tumi Sarva Shakti Dhara Tumi Sarva Shakti Dhara জীবের কল্যাণ বিতরানে
জীবের
তোমা বিনা ভব সিন্ধু উদ্ধারিতে নাহি বন্ধু নাই বন্ধু আসিয়াছ জীব উদ্ধারণে আছে তাপ জীবে যত তুমি সব কর হত তুমি সব কর হত এলায় তোমারে কবার এলায় তো ডাকি যদি কোন হয় দিন অকিঞ্চন নাই দেখি অন্য প্রতিকার অতাপ স্বল্প স্ফূর্তি পায় উগ্রতাপ দূরে যায় লিঙ্গা বঙ্গা হয় আনায়াসে অবাকাতি বিনোদ কয় যায় হরি নাম জয় পরে থাকে তোরা পাদে অজয় জয় হরিনাম চিদানন্দ অমৃত ধাম অজয় জয় হরিনাম চিদানন্দ অমৃত ধাম অপার তত্ত্বয় অক্ষরয় কার জয় হরি নম জয় হরি নম হরি নম জয় হরি নম হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে হরি বল 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 হরি বল